distinguishing factors between Islam and Iman, and the fact that Islam of a person depends on his basic witnesses. If a person has basic witnesses about the Tawheed and the Risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and the Daruriyatul Deen, the self-evident necessary teachings of Islam, then this person doesn't deny any of the self-evident rulings of Islam, is called a Muslim. So a person, in order to be a Muslim, requires to fulfill three things. First is the witness about the oneness of Allah. Second is the witness about the messengership of Rasulullah and sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And third is the fact that he does not deny inkar, does not deny any of the daruriyatul deen, the self-evident, necessary teachings of Islam. So this is the basic description in our fiqh about a Muslim person. And whereas the iman in the hadith which I mentioned in the previous lesson, when Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was asked about the iman, an adna ma yakunu bihil abdu mu'minan, what is the minimum with which a person can be a mu'min? And Imam alayhi salam replied, li yashhad an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan rasulullah muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa yuqirru lahu بِالطَّاعَةِ وَيَعْرِفُ إِمَامَ زَمَانِهِ فَإِذَا فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. So a person bears witness about the fact that there is no God worthy of worshipping other than Allah, and Prophet is his servant and his messenger, and he confesses to obey. يُقِرُّ لَهُ بِالطَّاعَةِ, he confesses to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَيَعْرِفُ إِمَامَ زَمَانِهِ, and he has the ma'rifat and in-depth recognition of the imam of his time. If a person has this much, he is a mu'min. So in the ta'rif of iman, what is added is ita'at and obedience towards Allah and his messenger, and ita'at and ma'rifat of the imam of the time. So these are the things that has to be understood. That is why we discussed in the previous lesson that iman is something which is beyond the oral confession of a person through the lisan and the tongue. Iman is something that has to penetrate in the qalb, and when it penetrates in the qalb of a person, that's how the asar of the iman are witnessed in the parts and the limbs of the body. So the parts and the limbs of the body do things which the qalb dictates them. So if you want your parts and limbs of the body to be in your control, there is no way you can control until the qalb is leading the parts and the limbs of our body. So basically, that's the role of iman, to control the parts and the limbs of the body. And it can only happen if iman is in the qalb. So iman is always found in the qalb. When iman is found in the qalb, our behavior with our actions, behavior and actions with the parts of the body is under the control and supervision of iman. That's why I think I ended my speech here that iman is something which is muqassamun bain al-a'dha. It's divided on all the parts of the human body. So every part of our body which has taklifun shar'i, Islamic obligation applicable on it, those seven parts of the human body where the Islamic obligations apply have a share of iman. So our eyes have a share of iman, our hands have a share of iman, our feet has a share of iman, and our private parts need to reveal with our actions that they also have to fulfill their obligations towards the iman. Our stomach has a share towards the iman, and our tongue has a share towards iman, and our ears have a share towards iman. So these are the seven parts of the human body which the Islamic obligations, the Tahdhib Shar'iyya, apply on that, and each of those seven parts have a role to play towards fulfillment of the concept of Iman.